welcome to Improvised Wikipedia.
That is Glenn Tickle.
Yeah, and that was John Lunger.
This is the podcast that you're listening to right now, where we improvise Wikipedia. It's a working title.
Yeah, but it's an accurate one, because the premise of this show is each week we will take a random Wikipedia article headline, and we will fill in the rest with our vast knowledge of the world and the things in it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we're just recreating what Wikipedia is, but instead of sourcing it through the entire world, we're using ourselves.
Yeah. For people who don't know us, because we are not famous or well-known, you are an improviser.
That is true, yeah. And you were a stand-up comedian.
I'm a stand-up comedian. I feel like that's two jobs where a lot of the times you're really just acting like you know stuff, whether you do or not. So I think that's what qualifies you and I to do this.
This is a really nice way of saying we're two professional liars.
Yes, we are very conceited, smarty boys. We have thick glasses, so
it's
true. That helps.
Both of us have black rimmed glasses, which makes us smart.
Yeah, we're overly confident white men, so here we are.
Yeah, that's what the world needs.
Is you've studied improv as like an art?
Correct.
Is acting like you know everything, is that a thing? Am I misunderstanding part of it? Is that like, because there's the thing everyone knows about improv is yes and.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Right, so you agree with what your partner presents instead of shutting it down.
Right.
But is there a thing where you're like, oh, yes and also I know everything about this? Like,
yeah, I mean,
you don't want to act
dumb. Yeah, you don't want to act dumb, right? Like, I think one of the phrases that you'll hear, you know, I did my formal education at the Upright Citizens Brigade, you know, and there's this phrase of, you know, play to the top of your intelligence, which is like, don't be a dumb.
I think that's what I was
saying. Yeah, you're a human being, you know a lot of things. And then there's different ways to handle situations. So yeah, sure, you can act like you know something and be confident in that your partner's just going to back you up, you know, or you can explore what the world that you're creating is if you don't know.
Yeah, I think that's...
Yeah, we've lost everybody.
No. That's what I was trying to think of, because I have not studied improv outside of doing like some acting classes in college that I didn't like. but doing stand-up, you're presenting things as facts, and you are sort of trying to back them up. Like, the fact you're presenting is, this thing is funny, here's why.
Right.
So I think we both have a lot of experience.
It's true. Well, and you are a teacher.
Oh, yeah, like, I know a lot of actual facts, but that's not...
Right, yeah, but you've taught, right? So, like, we're, you know, and I've taught improv, not the same at all, but we're both relatively smart individuals who have managed to make it into our 30s without dying.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Couple of close calls there, but
we
made it.
Yeah, it was hit or miss for a little while.
Yeah, but we're here to do a podcast about everything in the whole world at random. Today's topic, Cardinals.
Cardinals, yeah. Maybe we should actually frame up what we're going to do here. We are going to, to the best of our ability, say what we believe is on the Wikipedia page for Cardinal.
Yeah. So, the first one, I know when you type a word into Wikipedia, it'll bring up different categories of things.
Right.
So, Cardinal, we got directions. The red bad guys from Star Wars. We got the actual cardinals that they got the name
from. The bird.
The bird.
Yeah.
But then also, like, the Pope's little buddies.
Yeah,
the
little Pope's little
buddies.
Little
Popes.
Mm-hmm. Little Popes.
I call them little Popes. Cardinal.
Cardinal sins.
Sins. Yeah, a lot of church stuff popping up in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think we do birds.
Oh, sports teams. There are several sports teams whose nicknames are the Cardinals. There are the Arizona Cardinals. Oh yeah, there's the Cardinals. There's the Cardinals. There's the St. Louis Cardinals.
Cardinals.
The Cardinals. Yeah. Cardinales. There's got to be more, right? Like, it's a pretty common.
There's probably a lot of sports teams called the Cardinals, but until you said those ones, I didn't know that. I guess I would have assumed, because they would look good on a hat.
Right. Well, I think it's also because people are ultimately not creative, and they're like, we have red uniforms.
Well, I think that's
red.
I think that's why they have the red uniforms, though.
Oh,
that's,
you think?
I think you go name first, and then uniform.
I think that's how you should do it.
I don't think.
Bet. I vaguely recall there was a sports team, and I think it's the Arizona Cardinals now, that got the nickname because somebody in the press started calling them the Cardinals back in like the 1900s. That's how it worked.
You just had a red shirt?
And like some guy's like, hey, the Cardinals, they were really kicking up the gridiron last night.
But then how do you decide to go red?
They were already red. They got like a discount on like red garment, right?
Because I refuse to believe that because red dye, very expensive historically.
Yeah. Red and purple. Those are the two opulent colors.
Yeah, red, expensive, purple, the most expensive. That's why it's associated with royalty.
Right.
See, if we did one on the color purple, we would have crushed it.
Just that's a book and it's a movie book. And a color.
That came up, the color purple came up the last time I did a show with you.
It's true, but we should double back to Cardinals.
But Cardinals,
we have to pick which Cardinal we want to talk
about. I think we go Birds.
We go Birds?
Because...
I mean, that's the number one. It's the greatest hit, right? Right. You want the greatest hit.
Because a lot of that is named for birds. Like, the Cardinals have those red robes, so I feel like that's why they're called Cardinals. Because, I don't know if you know this, in the 1900s, a reporter... was at the Vatican. He's like, look at all those red. They're really kicking up a storm.
Look at all those little popes. They're really kicking up communion.
Little popes are really just handing out that wine real good. So that's how they got their name.
Sure.
So, but because of the bird. Because the bird, of course, red.
Red.
Red bird, right. Famously. But that's the male bird?
Yeah, the male bird is red because he's trying to attract a mate.
Yeah,
the female cardinal is a much more subdued brownish tan. They still have like a little red tuft and a red.
They do kind of look like they have, because the cardinals, it looks like they got a little hat on.
Yes,
because they got pointy feathers like Woody Woodpecker, even though he's a woodpecker, obviously not a cardinal. Right. But like, it looks like
if you were gonna pick a bird that was close to a woodpecker, cardinal top five.
I mean, no. Well, because. They don't
glad peck. We talked about yes and a few minutes
they
ago.
Don't. But we also mentioned that I did not
do it or like
study
it.
Improv
sure.
or
yeah.
Enjoy doing it the times that I had to.
That's fair.
But I wouldn't say, because there's birds that are, because there's a Woody Woodpecker movie on Netflix now for some reason that I didn't know about until I found it, and I feel like that's a failure on their marketing department.
Right. Hold on. I got suggested that same movie, the Woody Woodpecker movie, in my Netflix queue, and I'm curious.
Did you watch it?
I want to.
I almost did, but then I remembered that I have a 5-year-old human child, that if I'm going to watch a Woody Woodpecker movie,
right,
I can justify it by, I'll watch it with my kid.
Right. I have two 11-year-old feline children. They're actually both males. So it doesn't matter if I watch it.
Do they do like the cute thing where they try to get birds on your TV?
No.
Like if you watch, would they never stop trying to kill Woody Woodpecker? Because those are my favorite kind of animal videos to watch.
Right.
Is like the cat trying to get Mario or something.
Right. No, they don't do that. They would disappoint you ultimately. Much like that Woody Woodpecker movie is going to do for anyone who watches it.
All right.
Cardinals.
But back to Cardinals.
Yeah.
They are not as much like woodpeckers as you seem to think. Other than the tuft.
Right.
You know what?
They're a bird. They have a tuft. They're red.
There's some similarity. Yes. But woodpeckers aren't as red.
They have
a little bit
sure.
on their head.
Sure.
But you're right. The female cardinals, way less impressive. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean they shouldn't be paid equally. It just means visually they're less striking.
Yeah.
And
well, and actually that feels really judgy. Like, okay, so maybe you don't prefer them, but like, you know, hey, that's okay. Let them be them.
I don't want to yuck anybody's yum. Cardinals, whatever you're into, you do you. Some of you are very red, some of you not so much.
Right.
One in a million times?
Mm-hmm.
You know what color they are? Yellow.
Yellow.
Saw that headline.
I did see that headline.
Here's the thing, yellow cardinal looks way better. It's a nicer. Like, do you ever like see a car and you're like, that's a really nice car. Too bad that it's pink or whatever. Like, it's an ugly color.
Sure,
it just
sure.
makes it look bad. And then you see the same car and it's like a tight blue.
Right.
And you're like, heck yeah. It's that, but with birds.
Right. I also do think, though, some of it might be like the grass is always greener type situation. You just didn't know you had other options when it came to colors.
We don't see yellow cardinals all the time, so when they do come. Here's the thing. If that yellow cardinal hugs and kisses a regular cardinal, orange cardinal.
That's so dumb. I love it.
Because that's how color.
All right, so we're doing a bad job improvising a Wikipedia page right now.
Right? I don't know. I think
it's
we're
a bird, right? It's so a bird. Like something that's going to be up top is like the scientific family name.
Oh, for sure. So kingdom, Animalia.
Right.
Phylum?
Phylum?
Don't know what those are.
Is there a genus?
There is one.
Yes, but we don't know what it is.
I don't remember the order of taxonomy, and I was going over it with my daughter, because we kind of explained how animals are grouped to her.
Okay.
And then she had a lot of questions. She knows family is one of the groups.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's got to be confusing for a child, too, because they know the platonic family.
Yes, and because in the Sesame Street song, I Don't Want to Live on the Moon, there's the line, oysters and clams aren't real family. And Amelia, my daughter, said, well, no, they are, because they both have shells and live in the ocean. They're related.
Your daughter's officially smarter than I am.
But I looked it up, and they are not in the same family. They are in the same, I want to say, order.
Even though she was wrong, still smarter than me.
Right, like, I like where your head's at, baby, but...
Oh, you're talking to her, not me.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I also like where your head is at.
Okay.
But...
It was weird. You don't usually call me baby. And that was like a big moment for me. And then
she was trying to one-up Ernie. And she's like, listen, you stupid puppet. You don't know.
Right.
They're related. I mean, they're in the same... I think it's order.
Okay.
So what do we think the Latin name of cardinals is?
Avian
cardinalis?
Yeah, that sounds great. Because I feel like cardinalis sounds really good.
Birds. Cardinalis, sort of Latin sounding.
Right.
There's probably a better one. It's probably something about them being red.
Yes. Yeah.
Would be the real one. But I'm going to say avian cardinalis, which is wrong because every bird, they don't all start with avian.
Right. Well, we've gotten through the intro paragraph.
Sure. As we all know, birds, of course, evolved from dinosaurs. So what dinosaur do we think cardinals evolved from?
Well, which one's got, like, that long kind of head that it could headbutt with?
Like a crested frill?
Oh, you can do
a pachycephalosaurus?
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
With the dome?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I think that's a pachycephalosaurus.
Right. Well, the dome might not be right for the tuft.
Well, there's I think the one that would just, like, headbutt?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's pachycephalosaurus. Yeah. And then, but then there's, like, triceratopsias.
Sure.
Or ceratopsias, which is, I think, the frilled dinosaurs with triceratops and similar.
Right, right. So I'm thinking that frill probably... So that frill translate? Yeah, so
triceratops.
Triceratops.
Did you know triceratops is my favorite dinosaur?
I do now.
It is. I don't think I have a favorite bird. But I guess it could maybe cardinals. We'll see how this goes.
Right. I think if I had to pick a favorite dinosaur, and this is sort of lame... You know, like, let's go pre-Jurassic Park, right? When I'm a kid. I think it was actually probably Stegosaurus.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park might be a big reason why Triceratops is my favorite.
Yeah, you like the scene where he's laying on his belly and he's, like, inhaling.
That part's pretty good, but I was a big dinosaur nerd pre-Jurassic Park, which is why I was so excited to go see Jurassic Park. But I was also, like...
It was age appropriate for you.
9.
Yeah, it was huge.
Yeah.
I see, when I saw the Dilophosaurus, I was like, yep, poisonous dinosaur that spits and has this ridiculous...
Heck yeah, well, it's got a scarf. Yeah. Sign me up.
Yeah, done.
It also hates Newton.
Yeah.
Newman.
So
close to landing that joke.
It's all right. That's why we're not famous.
I know.
Cardinals.
Also because we're not Wayne Knight.
Cardinals. Habitats. They're native to North America.
Yeah, they're in the Northeast.
They're probably European as well, because the whole little Popey Pope's named after them, right?
So they probably got them over there.
Yeah, so I'm guessing Europe.
Let's go temperate climate.
Temperate deciduous.
Sure, they love a deciduous tree.
Yeah.
They love conifers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Because
there's a difference between those, and one of them has needles, conifers.
Right.
That's what they love, because moms love winter art decor for their kitchens with cardinals on snowy pine branches. And by moms, plural, I mean
your mine. Mom. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Pam Tickle loves a good like a nice decorative towel with a cardinal on it, and it's.
I'm interested here because in my family, I feel like the cardinal is a definite winter theme in the decor. Yeah, it's like a hands towel with a cardinal on like a snowy pine branch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always like loosely associated with Christmas, probably just because of the red and green.
Really contrast. Makes those poinsettias pop.
Yeah.
You get a little cardinal towel hanging in there. they are definitely. Yeah, so they're all over Europe and North America.
Right.
They love conifers.
Mm-hmm.
They are the state bird of Ohio.
Okay.
And also
mm-hmm.
Kentucky. I'm very confident about the Ohio part of that, less so Kentucky. But I was in Ohio and I took a picture of it. There were a bunch of cardinals just hanging out, being little birdies.
Mm-hmm.
Average
lifespan? That's something we should probably
18
cover.
Years.
18 years?
Yeah, that feels good.
Okay, yeah,
18 Wait, years. You know what? That feels way long.
I was going to say 18 months.
Oh, I mean, here's the thing. Not a lot of cardinals in captivity. Because you're bright red, and you're out there in the jungle, baby.
Right.
You know.
But not in the jungle
no,
at all,
No, not
actually.
Not in the actual.
You're hanging out in the conifers.
We're talking the metaphorical conifer jungle.
Right, right, right.
You're out there. There's house cats. You are bright red.
Right.
You don't make it past 18 months in the wild.
Right.
No one knows how old.
It's true.
How old they live? It's like jellyfish.
Conifer jungle where dreams are made of.
They could be immortal, but cats kill them.
Yeah, cats. Natural enemy. Cats.
Natural enemy. House cats.
We're checking off a lot of stuff here. This is good.
And house cats kill a shocking number of birds in the in the United States.
It's true.
If you have a cat, put that cat in your house and stop letting it kill so many birds. You said you have two cats.
I have two cats, yeah.
Indoor
great.
Cats?
Indoor cats.
Or are they out doing
cats.
Murders?
Well, they were 11 years ago during a snowstorm, a feral cat broke into my parents' basement and gave birth to four kittens.
Okay.
And then when we heard the window break, we went down to see what was going
on. It smashed a window?
Yeah, because it was desperate to get inside for the warmth.
Yeah.
But when we came down the stairs, it hurt us and ultimately got scared away.
I just picture like a Heathcliff situation where he's throwing a rock to get in there. And
yeah.
I also don't know why he's a heel. All of a sudden
yeah,
he's about to get in there giving birth. Uh-huh. So, well, because Heathcliff got this cat pregnant. And he's like, let me help you out. And
right.
he throws a rock through your basement window.
Right, because anytime Heathcliff tries to help, he's actually really not helping.
Right. And then he eats a fish and he just takes out the bones.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. It's like
he eats it whole and he just pulls out.
How do you eat fish?
The whole entire skeleton. And then he lives in a dumpster.
All right, I think we're coming to the end of this Wikipedia page, right? So,
yeah.
A famous pop culture references of cardinals. That's usually the end.
I feel like Woody Woodpecker's got to have a...
Like an honorable mention?
Like a friend who's a cardinal.
Mm.
Like, he's
Maybe.
Probably most famous cartoon bird that's not a duck.
Yeah, he beats... Well, I don't know. You're saying Woody Woodpecker is the most famous
Cartoon bird that's not a duck.
That's not a duck. Okay, so that takes out the Donalds and the Daisies and the Daffys, right? You got
Foghorn, I would put...
Leghorn, Tweety Bird, maybe. Tweety Bird probably
has Yeah, you know, a Tweety Bird...
Over Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah, because I don't see a lot of biker moms with Woody Woodpecker.
There's
jackets.
No Jeep Wrangler that's got a tire cover on.
Yeah,
it
not a lot of regrettable midlife crisis tattoos of Woody Woodpecker.
Oh, that was a thing for a while. I'm so glad that's done.
Yeah, a lot of denim jackets with
Tweety
Bird hanging out there.
Yeah. I feel like Tweety Bird then transitioned to Eeyore for a while. Like, Eeyore filled the place where Tweety Bird was.
I think if you're getting an Eeyore jacket, you should also get a prescription of some kind. And, like, some help.
Right. I feel like we're shaming people.
No, I'm saying, like, look, Eeyore's... I don't think I've ever related to a character in a cartoon more than Eeyore, but, like, I was also, like, I don't know. Talk to somebody. If you love Eeyore a bunch, get help.
All right, okay. Should we pull up the actual Wikipedia page for cardinal? See how we did?
Oh, yeah. Are there any other things
okay.
we want to hit first?
Too late. I pulled it up, so there's
Dope.
No going back. All right, so here are all of the cardinals that we could have talked about. There's a category for Christianity.
Talk at
has...
the microphone.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I got to look at the computer screen.
I know, but...
So, Cardinal Catholic Church, Cardinal Church of England, You nailed it. You had cardinal direction and the cardinal mark for navigation.
Oh, cardinal mark, I think I was trying to...
There's a mathematics entry for cardinal number.
Yeah, that sounds like a thing.
Yeah. Animals, here we go.
A lot of animals.
Cardinal.
Seven?
Yeah.
Six?
Yeah, there's some related South American one. There's a species of butterfly, apparently, that is known as the cardinal. Oh, the cardinal tetra, related to the neon tetra. You know those fish, freshwater fish?
No. No? But I do now.
They're going to have to flush them after like a little while.
Mm.
I feel like they have a really short... All right, anyways. Places, Cardinal Manitoba, Cardinal Ontario, Cardinal Virginia... you've got movies. There's a 2001 American film called Cardinal. There's Cardinals, a 2017 Canadian film. The Cardinal, a 1936 British historical drama. And The Cardinal, a 1963 American film.
I feel like there'd be more.
Yeah.
Like The Cardinal Murders.
Right, yeah.
The
Cardinal Pecks Twice. Some shit like that. We've got Cardinal Chess.
What is Cardinal Chess? A toy chess
piece? A fairy chess piece, also known as the Archbishop.
Oh, fairy chess is. I know a lot about chess.
Right. There is apparently a drinking game called Cardinal Puff.
I think we should play that after that.
Definitely. Some music groups, a couple albums. There's a 2017 Canadian television series known as Cardinal. The second episode of the second season of the TV series The Americans was titled Cardinal.
Right, because there's intrigue. That's what I'm saying. There should be more things with Cardinal in the name.
It's true. Cardinal is apparently a supervillain appearing in Marvel Comics, which, you know, as the nerds that we are, I'm disappointed we didn't know.
Yeah, I feel like we should know more about the Cardinal and their work.
Yeah, there's some plants, there's some organizations, and then there's a lot of sports teams. There's like
well over a dozen sports teams.
Yeah. There's a Cessna aircraft. There's the St. Louis Cardinal, which was a light aircraft built in the late 20s. There's some trains. And there's the color. All right, but I think we did animals, so we should double back up. Right?
Let's check on them birdies.
All right. Cardinals in the family Cardinalidae. So close.
Cardinalis was pretty close. Yeah. And also flows a little better.
Yeah, also I'm not pronouncing it right. they're passerine birds found in North and South America.
That's like my favorite Bush song.
Passerine! Passerine! let's see, they're known as Cardinal Grosbeaks and Cardinal Buckwheats.
Yeah, your beaks is nasty.
Alright, so the first header is actually biology. Let's see, they're robust seed-eating birds with strong bills. All right. I'm just scanning here to see if we got
You know why? Because
right.
They got to get open them pine cones because they love conifers so much.
Have not found a conifer
right. I feel like they're probably in there.
Here we go. Got this right. The sexes usually have distinctive appearances. Chalk one up to team.
Heck yeah. Lunger
tickle. Blah, blah, blah.
Human benefits.
Oh, yeah. A study conducted in 2016 in Atlanta, Georgia on West Nile virus transmission in the United States found that, unlike other species, cardinals biologically suppress the disease upon infection.
Right on, cardinals.
Yeah, way to
also,
go.
Also, they benefit my mom because she likes cardinal decorations.
So then there's a species list and there's, like, way too many.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to read word for word.
Wow. Yeah, there's just a lot.
There's a lot of different kinds of cardinals. Who knew?
And then, honestly, there's just references and some external links.
Are there any references of note? Anything worth bringing up?
Wholeheartedly, no. There is nothing of note. I mean, these are awful.
Sometimes, if you look at Wikipedia, the stuff that they reference to, like, back a claim up is ridiculous. Oh, also, sometimes the thing that they use to back claims up is me.
Really?
I'm cited as a reference on several Wikipedia pages, which I always think is very silly.
That is very silly. Which Wikipedia pages?
I don't remember.
Huh.
There's one...
I'm glad that you brought it up.
For a movie... I want to say maybe the movie Eyeball Sadness.
Eyeball Sadness?
It was... The guy who does that Hulu show, The Path.
Okay.
He made a movie about eyeballs with the guy from The Dreamers in Dawson's Creek. And It's got an eyeball.
It centers
around this lady's eyeball because this guy falls in love with this woman. Right. She gets killed. Okay. He sees a photograph years later of an eyeball, and it's her exact eyeball. So he's like, I got to find the woman in that picture. So he tracks her down.
Poor shit. Nobody recognizes eyeballs that way.
This boy does.
That's ridiculous.
And then I saw it, and then I said a nice thing about it in my review, and apparently not a lot of people did that. So it got cited.
What was the nice thing that you said about it?
I liked it. I don't know. It got panned as being silly, like kind of listless and didn't make a lot of sense, but I thought it was sweet.
All right.
But I don't remember the name of it because I keep calling it
Eyeball Sadness. You know, I did learn something looking at the external links here. They reference something called the Internet Bird Collection, which I'm clicking through now to see if it's legit. It definitely no longer looks legit, but it does look like a passion project.
That is just a big old list of birds, isn't it?
Yeah, and then you like click through. Wow. I guess I'm learning that people like birds.
They love them.
Well, how did we do, Glenn? I feel like we gave a lot more detail than the actual Wikipedia
page. Yeah, here's the thing about the actual Wikipedia page for cardinals.
Parenthesis bird.
Not very robust. We need to get some more references in there.
I learned almost nothing reading this Wikipedia page.
It's straight up disappointing. How much do they weigh? How many seeds do they eat? How do they feel about conifers? Like, you're really leaving me hanging, Wikipedia.
And honestly, there's not even one mention of them being used on popular decorative hand towels.
Yeah. How much, like, somebody update the Wikipedia cardinal entry to talk about their love of conifers, because I feel like that's believable enough. Because sometimes Wikipedia, if you just, you can't just put anything in because there's editors and stuff and they'll take nonsense out. But if you put in that they really love conifers, I feel like they'd be like, yeah, of course. That sounds right.
That's true. Well, it's time to wrap this up. And you might have already done it, but I think there's probably more. We like to end every episode by coming up with, if we had to add one potentially fake fact to a Wikipedia page.
Yeah. Well, the thing about conifers is I don't think that's fake. I think that's true.
Right.
So let's not do that one. But somebody should add it for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's a good fake? Now, do we want to go with something that we think we can squeak by?
Yeah, I think the goal is for us to, squeak it by. Something that's plausible.
Can it be that if a yellow cardinal mates with a red cardinal, you get an orange cardinal?
There it is. That's it. Check it out. I think the only thing left to do is to declare a winner. I feel like we were better than the actual Wikipedia page.
Yeah, really let down by the Wikipedia page for cardinals. I didn't learn anything.
Yeah, maybe in future episodes we'll come up with a way for you guys to tell us who you think won. But for now,
there's like the internet that we're on.
Yeah, we can confidently declare we won.
Yeah, take that, Wikipedia.
Cool.
Also, if you like birds, check out the Casual Birder podcast. It's a podcast about birds and checking them out.
Nice.
And since we talked about birds for a while, I was thinking about it most of the time.
Hmm. Anything you want to plug?
The Casual Birder podcast. I'm not involved in it in any way. I just like it.
That's not how plugs work.
I don't know. Come to Nerd Night, the third Thursday of every month at Steel Stacks in Bethlehem or other places where I do comedy and fun things.
Yeah.
How about you? What are you plugging?
No, that was it.
You really squeezed one out of me.
No, come see me do comedy in places that I do comedy. JohnLunger.com. JohnLunger.com. Go there and see
come
me
to Steel Stacks literally any day of the week and you will want to run into one or both of us.
That's true. Thanks for listening.
We love you, Internet.